Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, you're listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. We're bringing you today's best comedy and entertainment personalities. Now your host, Phil Iazetta.
Joining us on the 5-Minute Talk Show hotline is a gentleman, whether you've heard of him or not, it's exciting for me to talk to him because it's the first time I've had the chance to speak to this guy. Overseas, France, huge star, Quebec. There's not a person you could walk down the street, mention his name, and they don't know who he is. Ladies and gentlemen, he will be at Caroline's on Broadway in the beautiful Times Square area of New York City, my old stomping grounds, February 27th to the 29th for tickets. As always, go to Caroline's on Broadway on the internet. You can go to Sammy's website at sugarsammy.com/shows. I think I just told everybody who you were before I got to give you this grand introduction. Sugar Sammy, welcome.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
I am so, as I said, I'm so excited when I have new comics to me and to the show, because let me tell you, when I had a chance to watch your stand-up, it was exciting because there's so much stuff that you have experience of where you grew up in Quebec, a melting pot like where I grew up in New York and Queens. How exciting is it for you now? I mean, they told me 421 sold out shows, the most in Quebec's history for your one man show. You're getting a chance to do comedy now on Broadway. What does that mean to you?
Oh, it's great. I mean, look, you know, New York's the mecca of stand up. So just to come down here and perform here and be able to grace this stage, you know, legendary stage here, Caroline, is amazing. And just five shows here. And it's been fantastic across the U.S. so far. And to finish the tour over here, I mean, what a great finish to this U.S. tour. And I love the States. I love being that Canadian neighbor who comes here and roasts all of you guys and lets you know how we see you these days. We're very close to building a wall between us and you. We've been talking about it.
We would never build a wall between you and us. I mean, Canada to me, you know, we have to build one down south though. I mean, that's yeah. Just it's got to be done. People complain about it and they yell about it. But let me tell you something. I've been down there. I'm close to the border. We need one down here, Sammy. Canadians, I never worry about because you brought us hockey.
Actually, you know what? We don't need a wall. We have winter. That keeps everybody out.
You're exactly right. Now, talk to me about the scene, though, in Quebec. Because everyone tells me when they go up there for Just for Laughs or, you know, whenever they play clubs up there, they tell me what a great scene it is for comedy. And I hate to admit this, I've been all over Canada. I've never been to Quebec, possibly the best city in the entire country. What is it about that place that comedy is just such a hotbed there?
Well, Montreal's like, you know, that's where we have the comedy festival. It's been going on for, you know, almost 30 years now. So, or above 30 years, more than 30 years. So I think for us, it's, you know, our mecca of stand-up is Montreal. That's where all the international acts come the whole month of July. You know, the first half is the French side, the second half is the English side, and we get all the best international acts that come down there. So we've been exposed to so much of that, you know, for us, you know, it's such a treasure, and people from all over the world come to Montreal for this festival. So, you know, to us, that's every Canadian comic, that's kind of their dream to make Just for Laughs. And I think a lot of Americans, it's one of their goals as well. And, you know, it's a big stomping ground. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like you've graduated to the big leagues.
No, it's an incredible place from what I've heard. Every comic who goes up to Montreal for Just for Laughs says that the place, you know, aside from the comedy and the fans, the food is incredible. If you can bear the weather, the food is amazing. It's worth going there alone for. Now, your DVD, your first DVD, you brought Montreal into that. Again, you are a hometown hero with these people. When you bring that energy to a DVD, you know, are you worried about some other places? Like, you know, New York, you don't ever have to worry about. But let's say you play Sheboygan, you know, or like a retirement village in Port Charlotte. Are you worried about that?
That's the dream. That's the dream.
No, but you want everyone to, Sammy, you want people to have the same experience no matter where you go. And you know, we were talking before we started. I saw a comic here in Vegas you know, who I'm used to see kill everywhere else, the material's the same. The guy's killing for me, but the crowd. I mean, do you worry about crowds where you go that it's gonna, that it won't translate to certain places? Because I've seen your act. It should work everywhere.
Yeah, no, I mean, I usually adapt everywhere. So, you know, like my Canadian show won't be the same as my American show, and my American show won't be the same as my British show. So it's a lot is cultural adaptation, like coming into a place, figuring out who they are, and seeing how you can build a bridge between you and them, you know, without changing yourself too much. So you look at your inventory of material and you go, okay, how do I connect with this audience in front of me? And I do that everywhere. So that's why I think it's one of the you know, the secrets of the trade, and the secrets why this is pretty much working out, is because, you know, when I go to France, I don't just give them the same show in that I had in Quebec. Like now this US tour, it's basically a roast of America from a Canadian. So I talk about you guys, but coming from a Canadian, you know, so it's pretty much, that's how I built the bridge, and it works, you know. So and same thing in the UK. When I go to the UK, I roast the Brits. So I do my research, I figure them out, and then that's it. I just go. Same thing with France. My opening line in France is, hey, I'm happy to be here in France. You guys are my favorite Arab country.
I love that line.
And that just right away connects, lets them know, okay, this is what's about to happen for the next hour. You know?
No, and you could tell you've been there before too, because your crowd work is amazing. I saw some of your work. You were picking on some people from Tennessee, and that was just, that was great to me, and that was fun. Yeah. And to me, you know, I just love when people go on stage and they're comfortable. And Sammy, that's what you breed out there. I mean, it's just this comfort. People are very comfortable in the audience. You know, I don't want people too comfortable, because when people start yelling out stuff, it bothers me. But you adapted to that very well, and it's very interactive. That could throw a lot of comics off. Does that bother you sometimes, that you make people feel so comfortable that they feel like they're in their living room and they just start shouting out stuff? Because it happened a lot in some of the sets I watched.
Yeah, no, I just run with it, you know, and to me, I mean, those are the magic moments that you can't recreate. You know, you have your material, and that's the fun part. You have your material, you know what's going to hit, you know exactly when it's going to hit, when it's supposed to hit. But the fun part, I mean, that, you know, the thing that keeps me engaged every show, and it's not just like I'm on autopilot just throwing out another show, is the fact that there's going to be something new and something unpredictable that's going to happen in the audience that night in every show, you know. So I try to actually find those moments and encourage them, and I love that, because it keeps me involved in the show and keeps me excited about it every time.
But I just closed my eyes for a second, and it sounded like I was talking to Carlos Mencia, because that's exactly what he says. And that's why I think Carlos is so successful when he does live comedy, because there is not one show that is the same. And I've been watching Carlos for the last 15 years, almost 20 years. How important right. is that to you for repeat audiences? Because, you know, when you have 400 plus sellout shows for your one-man show, you want the people to go home happy. And there are some people that come back and see your stand-up three or four times. Does that enter your thought process when you're doing shows back home, that, hey, I got to do something different every night?
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't really think about it, but, you know, I just, you know, I'm up there, I'm loose, and I let it happen, and I try to create the best experience for myself. And when you're having fun, the audience is having fun. And it looks like you're up there having a great time. You know, it's sort of a dance with the audience. And, you know, to me, that's, I think, the best part of it is really having audiences, like, you know, champion me and get behind me. And you do have repeat customers who bring, like, repeat audience members who keep bringing other friends to go, you know, we got to come see this together. So it becomes almost a collective experience, you know? So people want to experience it with other people that they love. It's crazy. It's like, it almost feels like they're doing E, you know, like.
let me tell you, it is.
Come with me, man.
Sammy, it's infectious though. I mean, you, to just prove the point, 1700 shows, 32 countries. I mean, that just shows, that's just a product of where you grew up, how important that area was where you grew up. Because to me, New York City, Queens, you watch Eddie Murphy comedies from back in the 80s. I mean, that area is just a hotbed. You're going to that area now. You're going to get caught up in it, because people are going to see you on stage. They're going to want you to move into their house. I mean, there's going to be people now, they're going to see you at Caroline's. They're going to say, wait a minute, we need to have you here more. How important is it to you to get acceptance in this American audience? I think next year you embark on a 12-city tour. I mean, France has had you for a long time. Canada's had you for a long time. Is it our turn now, Sammy? Can we have a little Sammy?
Yeah, listen, I definitely will be back. I mean, I don't know how many cities exactly, but I'll have a bunch of cities for sure. And I definitely want to come to the States. I love performing here. I love performing here. I love just touring the States because it actually doesn't, you know, it's what's interesting about America. It doesn't feel like one country. It feels like 50 different countries. But it's so interesting to go from one state to another and experience like the different cultures, different philosophy, different points of view, different politics. You know, just all of that put together, I think, is just so exciting to watch, you know?
It's, you know, it's exciting for you as an outsider, but for us to live it, I mean, it's been crazy. This Trump derangement syndrome, I mean, I've never seen people go so crazy over one man in my life. It's crazy here right now. So Sugar Sammy, that's the one thing maybe that we could stay away from is politics.
Yeah, the good thing is I get to talk about it, then I go home. I go home to Canada where it's safe and cold. You know?
Right. Thursday, 7:30 p.m., then Friday and Saturday, they have them for two shows in New York City. To be able to see this kind of entertainment for $30, it's unbelievable. 1626 Broadway, New York, New York, right there in Times Square. For tickets, you can call them directly, 212-757-4100. If you can't make it to New York, please check out sugarsammy.com/shows. It'll give you the breakdown on everywhere he's going to be. The TV show, I mean, a lot of people stateside don't get a chance to see it. Season 14, was it? What's the name of that show? It's like America's Got Talent in French?
Yeah, so it's France's Got Talent. It's pretty easy to translate. And, and that's debatable whether France has talent or not. But it's season 15. I've just re-signed for season 15, so I'll be back again. So season 14 was last year. Yeah, it was great.
TV, fun, comedy, better? Which one do you prefer?
Well, stand-up's definitely the love, you know? Like, the thing is, I'd never sacrifice stand-up for the sake of TV, so... you know, I'm pretty much married to stand-up, and TV is just you know, a side gig.
See, now cool. I have to watch that show because, as a comic, you know, on TV you're gonna go for the joke. So I gotta start watching this show now because that's great. You can't let one of you guys loose on regular television.
I know, but they have. They made that mistake, and they keep bringing me back.
That's
I keep roasting everyone. The show, the other jury members, the network, the production on the air, and they still bring me back every year.
The most hated man in France, Sugar Sammy. Caroline's
that is
on
true.
Broadway, February 27th to the 29th. Check them out. Before I let you go, is there anything else that we left out that people here stateside need to know before they go to one of your shows?
Listen, I'll be back next year, but come down to Caroline's for sure this weekend. It's going to be a fantastic show. A lot of people coming down, lots of people that I've met in New York who are coming this weekend, who are excited to be there. But for the rest of the U.S., I will be back next year. So follow me on all the social media, Sugar Sammy, just find me, or on my website, sign up, and I will be back for a great tour of the U.S. again.
Sammy, thank you so much for the time.
Hey, thank you.
You've been listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep listening at 5MinuteTalkShow.com.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel. And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.